This is Radio X.
The Philippines film, The Woman Who Left, a black and white drama by director Lav Diaz, has won the Golden Lion for Best Film at the Venice Film Festival. It tells the story of a schoolteacher's thirst for revenge and her feelings of forgiveness after 30 years in jail for a crime she didn't commit. Diaz said the film was a testimony to the struggles of the Philippines after centuries of colonial rule. 20 movies competed in total in the 73rd edition of the film festival. Oliver Stone has revealed he used encrypted messages to communicate whilst making his film about whistleblower Edward Snowden due to fears of hacking. The drama, called simply Snowden, looks at how the former CIA employee leaked details about the National Security Agency in 2013. The double Oscar-winning director, who won Best Director for Platoon and for Born on the 4th of July, said it was not only eavesdropping that Snowden had brought the world's attention to, but cyber warfare and drone attacks too. Snowden is portrayed in the movie by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who said he had a valuable four-hour meeting with Snowden in Moscow. The ska pioneer Prince Buster, who shaped the course of Jamaican music, has died at the age of 78. His wife, Mola Ali, confirmed his death to the Associated Press, saying he'd been hospitalized with heart problems. He died at his home in Miami. Under his own name and as the producer for many singers, Prince Buster released hundreds of songs in Jamaica. Sessions he produced as the 1960s began are widely credited as the first ska singles. His decision to use the syncopated beat on tracks such as Little Honey, They Got to Go and 30 Pieces of Silver is credited as pivotal in ska music's development, and he gave himself the moniker, the King of Ska.